no sense.
This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. With another 60 minutes of radio drama, this is the Relic Radio Show. Thanks for joining me today. We'll hear first from the Columbia Workshop, their story from May 8, 1939, titled Wild Man. After that, it's the Martin and Lewis Show, featuring guest George Raft. This episode aired October 12th, 1951.
The Columbia Workshop presents Wild Man, an original for radio by David Redstone.
What?
Tony. Remember?
Tony. Gee, come in. Come in, Tony. Take off your coat. Come on in the living room.
I'll drop this wet hat right over here. It's all the same to you. Now, let me get a look at you.
Well, they didn't take the curl out of your hair, did they?
No, they didn't.
Gee, 3 years almost.
2 years, 10 months, and 4 days.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'm glad you're not wearing your hair all up on top like that funny way.
It's page boy style.
Turn around. Nice, Tess. Look like a Chinese doll with your long eyes and black hair.
Tony.
I always said you look like a Chinese doll. You're going quite the lady, in fact. Your brother not home yet?
He'll show up pretty soon. It's kind of pale, Tony.
Why wouldn't I?
Your mouth, it's bitter, sort of.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Well, I guess when you've sort of forgotten about things, you'll be your old self again. Maybe a little less wild.
Yeah, maybe. Say, look, this package is for you. Sweets for the...
Oh, Tony, thanks. Butter crunch. Oh, gee, thanks, Tony. You'll have supper with us?
Sure, just pour some more water in the soup. Surprised to see me?
Well, I knew it'd be any day now. What are you going to do, Tony?
I don't know. Got to get my bearings, sort of. What have you been doing with yourself?
Passed away last fall, you know.
So I heard. Funny you stopped writing, Tess. You must be keeping yourself pretty busy.
I'm working. In fact, I slave at Gerber's. I'm in junior dresses.
Well, what for? You don't have to work, do you?
Why don't I have... What am I, a king's daughter or something?
Certainly. For a fact. No kidding. I mean, Steve's a moneymaker if I ever saw one.
Steve's money don't mean a thing to me.
What's the matter? Why not?
You know why not.
Listen, kid, money is money. If you don't take it, somebody else will.
Well, that's none of my affairs. I'm working. I pay my own way.
What is this anyway? I don't get it. You and Steve been scrapping around?
Not really scrapping. We just mind our own business. While Pop was alive, it was different. No use in us keeping each other tied down now. I'll make out. Steve can do what he likes.
I still don't get it. Steve always thought the world of you. Anybody looked cockeyed at you, he was always looking to smash their pan in.
He'll get his own pan smashed in for him yet.
I don't like this at all. She got a brother and a sister.
Well, it's no fault of mine, Tony. Honest, I've talked and talked to him. You think it does a bit of good? Well, he's got his own life to live, and I got mine, too.
What's your idea of life?
I don't know.
You must have something in mind. What is it? Some fella?
I go out with fellas, certainly. What am I, a wallflower?
Did you go out with me?
Tony, for goodness, don't get so serious. Go out with... I'd love to.
Break all other dates?
And break all other dates, depending...
Depending on what?
Depending on you. Oh, aren't there other things to talk about? I want to know more about you. What'd you do with yourself, Tony, all that time?
Who, me? Oh, nothing much.
Well, you had time on your hands. You had time to think.
Think? My God, think about what? Better off not thinking.
Did you read books to find out what other people think about?
Yes, I'm always restless. Want to be doing things. Reading don't get you the bucks.
What did you do? Honest, I used to wonder... Gee, I wonder what Tony's doing with himself. How can he stand it? What's he thinking about? And then I used to think, well, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe you won't be wild. I mean, you had time to figure things out. You know, things don't add up and you have to figure it out all over again.
You want to know? You really want to know? All right, I'll tell you. You know what those places are up in Canada, or don't you? Like here. They throw in lashes. The whip, yeah. gave you the whole dose all at once and had it over with, why, okay, you take it and off. Maybe you forget about it after a while. They got a different idea. They split the dose, see? Half when you come in and the other half on the day you go out. You know what I mean? What am I, a dog? A man ain't a dog.
But don't look like that, Tony. Don't feel that way. It's hate. It's no good.
Hate, is it? Hate's no name for it.
But who, Tony? Who do you hate?
Who? Who? Why, them.
Them? The people who whipped you? Well, maybe they didn't want to, but they have to, like a job.
Then why do they take a job like that? No, but it isn't them. Why, it's the rest of them. And them, too.
Who?
Why do you keep asking who? How should I know who? I'm no dog.
Why do they do it like that? Don't they understand how it makes you...
They figure maybe you forgot what you're in for, see? So just to remind you, they do that. They call it a deterrent. You know what that means?
A deterrent?
Yeah. You ought to see what my back looks like. Then maybe you can tell me what it means.
Then all that time...
You want to know what I was thinking all that time? I was thinking about the stroke that was coming to me the day they'd let me out. I was thinking I'd never stand it. I'd do something, something. By God, you can't whip a man like he was a dog.
Oh, Tony.
You're sorry for me. Don't be sorry for me. I don't want that.
No. Yes, yes, I am. But I mean it, Tony.
You do? I used to dream about you, Tess. There's something. Dreaming. Dream. You can't help yourself. When you wake up, it hurts right here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I used to try to... Did you ever try to dream about... What did you dream about? Something once and they never come. Look, remember when you gave me this?
Picture of me. Gosh, I don't remember when this was taken.
You were nice then. Still are. If only... Well, you've had your lesson. Now you know. Steve's no friend for you. I'll say that even if he is my brother. I don't care.
Well, well. How are you, stranger?
The same old Steve. How are you anyway?
Boy, I knew you'd blow in. Say, it's good to see you. Eat with us, huh? Sure. What's for supper, Tess?
You'll find out when it's on the table. Look, I'm going out to get some butter. You boys amuse yourself.
Well, well.
Well is right.
What's the matter, boy? Don't let it eat you.
That's all in the past now.
Yeah, that's more like it. Say, I got plenty to tell you. You come up to Baldy's place.
Why? What's up?
It'll keep. Any dough?
Well.
Yeah, here. Take it. Don't give me that blank look. What's mine is yours. You know that. What do you think of the kid sister, huh? Ain't she a little monkey?
She sure grew up.
Sure. She's out of our class. Talk about pride. Oh, my. There's a kid comes around to take her to the movies. A big, grinning sort of a kid. Got a steady job in some auto factory. He's got hands like feet. And there's always machine grease under his fingernails. And she thinks he's the right kid. Can you imagine? I ask her, what's the percentage? You make $30 a week at the most. Now, is that any kind of a future to look forward to?
She going steady with this?
Nah. He ain't the only pebble on the beach, no.
Well, maybe things will be different from now on.
Huh? Oh. You, huh? No, Tony. Get it out of your head. A wild man like you? No, sir.
Well, that's for her to say.
Yeah, I suppose it is, but I'm a... I got something to say, huh? Now I know you too well, wild man.
Well, maybe I've changed.
I doubt that. Nah, Tony. Get that out of your mind. Look, I got nothing against you, see? I regard you as practically my best friend. You can have anything I got. Just ask for it. I'll give you my last shirt, but Tess... that's something else.
What if she likes me?
Well, you're a good-looking guy. What with that, and the kid's got a heart as big as a pool table, she's liable to think she can reform you. And everything be lovey-dovey. Nuts. That yap with the dirty hands may not be refined and so forth, but he's a safer bet than you are, by a long shot.
Well, you haven't got the whole say in the matter.
Look. I ask his favor to me, huh? Forget it, will you?
Guy likes a girl, what's he gonna do? Look, I'll admit I'm as wild as they come. I might not open the way I am. There's an angle you didn't figure on.
Hey, what are you? One of these reform guys?
Well,
you're not. You like to put on a clean shirt in the morning, don't you? Like to get a manicure, have your shoes shined? You like to drive a car?
You know all about it, don't you?
Sure, can it. Here's Tess now.
What you do? Forget a key? Just a minute. Whoa.
Chief.
Hello, Bill. Come on in. Tess just went to the store. Take your things off, Bill. I want you to meet a friend of mine, Tony Pollard. Tony, this is Bill Marcus.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you. Hey, ouch.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry. I guess I don't know my own strength. You know, I handle wrenches all day, and well, I guess everything I touch, I grab a hold of is a wrench.
I'm surprised your wrench don't say ouch.
Hey, what's that? Oh, a box of candy, I'll bet. Put up in a... Oh, there's another box of candy. Eat us or something, huh?
Yeah. You know, I figured me and Tess might take in a movie. You all had supper?
Not yet. Are you with us?
I've already had. I'll sit down, though, and listen to Rick. About me.
Maybe Tess won't want to go to him tonight.
Well, if you ask me, boxes of candy, movies. I expect to save money that way, Bill.
Oh, no, it don't hurt once in a while. Maybe someday the money will come in handier for other things.
What other things?
Oh, no, I don't know. You know, you settle down after a while, and instead of buying candy and movies, well, you begin to think about bedroom sets and stockings. You know how it is.
Sometimes you get away ahead of yourself.
Yeah, you got something there.
I'll bet I got something there.
The way I figure, let them buy their own stockings.
Well, Tess figures she'd work even if she did get married.
No wife of mine would work.
Well, they got a right, I suppose, if they want to.
And if they don't have to, they don't want to.
No, but Tess likes it. Some girls likes to work.
Leaving Tess out of it, I don't think they ought to work. Man ought to have more pride than to let his wife work.
Well, now listen, I got as much pride as anybody. Tess feels like...
I wasn't speaking about Tess.
Who wasn't speaking about me? Oh, hello, Billy.
Oh, hello, Tess.
The weather's starting to nip, isn't it?
Yeah, gee, but it sure makes you look pretty. Gosh, like a great big botch of rouge. You can't buy that stuff, though, huh?
You can buy anything.
Oh, no, you can't buy that, boy. Will you go to a movie with me after supper, Tess?
Why, I...
Go ahead, Tess. You kids go right ahead. Me and Tony have got a lot of things to talk about. You know, we haven't seen each other in 3 years. Can you imagine that?
Oh, you've been out of town?
Yeah. Yeah, he's been up in Canada.
Canada? Say, boy, it's a marvelous country up through there, ain't it?
Yeah.
Gosh, I sure envy it. Maybe someday...
I'm going into the kitchen. I got men to feed. You boys play nice now.
Yeah. I'll see what's on the radio.
Third floor, lingerie, stockings, misses and children's dresses. Third floor.
Is this junior dresses?
Yes, sir, third floor. Let them out, please.
Can I help you, sir?
Maybe you can.
We have a special in hose today. These sheer are three for $1.89.
Not good enough. I want the best.
What size, please?
Well, you got me there. Oh, look. You see that little girl right over there?
That rather stout girl with a purple hat.
She's not wearing a hat. She works here. See that pretty little girl? Looks like a Chinese doll. About what size would she wear?
She wears an 8.5. I know, because...
Never mind. Give me 8.5.
This is the latest shade, sir. Sandy Beach, or maybe this.
Give me that. I'll take a dozen pair and put them in a nice box, will you?
Certainly. There you are, and your change, sir.
Oh, thanks.
Tony, I couldn't imagine what was tickling my neck.
You want to know a secret? You got a run in your stocking.
Have I? Oh, I could curse. I only wore them twice. Why, what in the world?
It's stockings. When I saw you, I thought to myself...
Oh, you shouldn't have. You keep doing things like this all the time.
All the time? Say, give me a chance, kid. It takes more than a month to get back on my feet again.
Well, there's the section manager. We can't talk here, Tony. Look, wait out by the stairs. I'll be there in a second.
Like a hawk around here. Why'd you quit, Tess?
What would I do for money?
Leave that to me.
I want to ask you something, Tony.
What?
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Whatever it is. Oh, don't pretend you don't know. Where are you getting this money from? Money for stockings, for expensive flowers. I'm not used to it. I don't like it.
You'll get used to it, baby. I had a lucky streak, that's all.
You ever figure on an unlucky streak?
What's the use of going around with a down in the mouth look? While I got it, I'm happy.
I wouldn't care for that kind of life.
I'll make you any kind of a life you like. You just wait and see. Say, how would you like Havana?
Tony, don't do it. Don't. I know from the way Steve's acting. Something's up.
It's just your imagination.
It isn't. It isn't, Tony. When you kissed me, was that serious? I mean, you know, did you mean it really?
Nothing else means anything to me, Tess.
Well, then if we both mean it, then...
You love me, don't you?
This is such a funny place to say it.
No, what's the difference? I just want to hear you say it.
I can't say it. I can't, not until I know. I had an idea you'd change. I don't know. You're like a little boy sometimes. A little boy that's been hurt. I want to fix it so it won't hurt anymore. Is that what love is? I don't know. I don't know. Now you're in on something with Steve. He's poison.
Look, honey, there's just this deal. After that...
I'm no child, Tony. Not anymore. I wasn't born yesterday.
All right. I'll give it to you straight, honey. Look, this is what I am now. There's just that wild streak in me. But after this, you'll see. Next time you see me, I'll be different. You won't hardly know me.
Presto. Just like that.
Presto, change you.
Like magic.
Well, why not?
You're a fool, Tony. People don't change like that. You know what you have to do to change people? You have to change the way they live first, not overnight.
Did you ever hear of willpower?
Willpower is something you practice, not something you decide to have all of a sudden. Well, I've got to get back to my department. Oh, Tony, you got to promise me. You've got to start changing right now, not tomorrow. No more Steve, no more Steve's friends. Now.
I can't run out like that. You don't understand.
Well, if something happens...
Oh, my God, stop it, will you?
I better go back.
Please. Tess, can I meet you tonight?
Will you take me away tonight?
Tomorrow.
Tonight?
I can't.
Then it's never.
Oh, Tess.
Decide, Tony.
You fix me up a choice, don't you?
No, not I. Life does that all by itself.
I can't back out on these people.
All right. Goodbye, Tony. Good luck.
Yeah, she can't. She's crazy about me. Woman's free. Lauren.
How'd you get in?
Tess, I thought it was... Steve gave me the key.
Who'd you think it was? How long have you been here?
I don't know. Since this morning. I don't know.
Where have you got your hand in your pocket?
Have I? Oh, I don't know. What are coat pockets for?
What are you carrying? Let me see.
Get away!
Tony, you pushed me away.
Keep your panties out of people's pockets. There'll be time enough here to learn that. Right now, I don't like it.
I never saw you acting like this, Tony. You're nervous.
I'm not nervous. Why should I be nervous?
You've been here alone all this time?
Yeah, I had a headache. Tried to sleep it off in Steve's room. That's why he gave me the key.
You didn't do much sleeping.
No?
His clothes aren't much. You've been smoking plenty. I emptied both of those trays before I left this morning. You don't cure a headache, Tony Pollard, by smoking.
You try anything. I don't know. I've been groggy all day. I'm sick, Tess.
Sick, are you? I'm the one that's sick, not you.
What's the matter, Tess? Why are you sore at me? Oh, please don't be sore at me now.
Let go of me.
Tess.
I said let me go. Let me take my things off.
Go ahead.
How do you feel?
Tess just came home.
Well?
She's sore. She's sore as a boil.
What for?
She wants to know how I happen to be here.
Oh, is that all?
Well, it's the way she said it.
Yeah, she gets that way every once in a while. Don't let her get you down.
Yeah. That kid wasn't born yesterday, Steve.
No, she wasn't. What do you mean?
You can't fool her much. She's pretty sore.
She don't know? What's the difference? Did you tell her anything?
What do you take me for?
All right. Want some whiskey?
No. No, I don't want any.
You better have some.
I don't want any.
Come on, drink it down, you
fool. Will you kindly not bother me?
What's the matter with you? Come on, brace up. What are you, some kind of punk?
Look, Steve, the sound of your voice grates on my nerves. Just shut up. Understand?
Well, I didn't think I'd have to wet nurse you of all people. Wild man.
Where's the paper?
The paper?
The paper, the paper, the newspaper! I got it. Didn't you bring home a paper?
Listen to him. What do you want a newspaper for?
What's the... Did you see anything about...
The less said, the better.
You should have brought me a paper. Here I am, locked up all day like in a jail. I can't even have a newspaper. You'd think I was in jail.
Start getting used to it.
You picked the wrong time to get funny, mister.
Look, you leave everything to me, will you, please? If I think you're better off without a paper, that's what goes.
I want to know what happened.
You've a stare, Charlene.
Tell a guy, will you? Go out and buy one.
Here. Stay here. Get me? It ain't because of your pleasant personality, either. I'm looking out for number one. Get it? Now, calm yourself. Just what do you want to know?
That guy that I...
I understand his name was Swain.
Was, did you say?
Yeah. He was married. There was a picture of his wife and a kid. A little girl.
Married. Little girl. Listen, Steve, maybe he'll pull through.
No. The bottle's over there.
Can't stay here. I'll go nuts.
Can't imagine if I brought home the paper. I thought you were a wild man. A wild canary. Those whacks on the back must have made a man out of you, and what a man.
Who told you?
Tess. Yeah, we were talking last night. She said...
What'd she say? What'd she say, Steve? Tell me.
Well, she wished they'd given me a dose of the same. She wished they lashed me till the blood spurted out of my hide. That's what my dear little sister wished me. And then...
What?
Yeah, what's it?
About me?
Yeah.
Why?
A lot of slops. I told her she'd better forget about you.
It's gone too far for that.
Oh, don't start that stuff now. I'm giving you a fair warning.
I'm crazy about her. She's crazy about me.
You hear what I said?
Maybe you've taken your head to work against me.
I know you, that's why.
All right. I've been a louse. But from now on, everything's going to be different. I'm going to get a job.
What do?
Anything. What do I care?
You? Satisfied to work for $20 a week? For about 30 years? What can you do? What do you know?
I can work. I got two hands, haven't I? My God, Steve, if I could come home every night, have her there waiting for me, smiling.
I tell you, it's no use.
Ah, you're just dead set against me.
Yes, I'm dead set against you, all right. There's more to it than that. It got baldy.
It got baldy?
Yeah.
How?
Just the breaks. Now the thing is, can Baldy keep his head shut? Or would he just keep quiet long enough for us to get a head start?
I don't understand.
Be an awful temptation, Tony. I wouldn't hardly put it past myself in a case like that.
But he didn't.
Yeah, it's the same dose for all, no matter who did it. Unless he plays ball with the cops. And if he does, it's curtains. Would you put Tess in a position like that?
I don't believe you, Steve. I think you're a liar.
Do you?
You're a rotten, filthy liar.
You know what I'd do if I was really lying and you called me a liar?
You're a liar!
I'd kill you, Tony, for a fact. Hey, where do you think you're going? What about fixing up some supper? Sort of a farewell supper, huh?
Fix it yourself.
Well,
how do you like that?
Tess, you've been crying, honey. I heard you.
Tell me something I don't know.
Okay, you'd better powder your nose. It looks like a carrot.
Is my head on straight?
Isn't she snippy tonight? Well, why don't you go if you're going?
Because I'm waiting for Billy, if it's any of your business.
Oh, the movies again, huh? That's twice in one week.
Have a heart, why don't you? The guy's trying to save his money.
Smart, aren't you? For both of you. I read tonight's paper.
Did you now? What's that got to do with it?
What do you think I've got under this page boy, Bob? The yolk of an egg? You've had this Baldy up to the house. Mighty strange his picture happens to be in the paper, isn't it? Well, you two little boys are acting up here like a couple of cats in a room full of firecrackers sputtering around.
Well, you might be too smart for your health, honey. Well, shut up. If you go and go.
You're rotten. You're rotten.
Oh, now,
don't, baby, or I'll slap in the face.
And you, Tony. I'm just wondering if you wouldn't happen to be hiding here by any chance.
What would I be hiding for?
Oh, I wish I'd never met you. Why, in all God's world did I ever have to meet you? I almost forgot you, and you had to come back to ruin my life.
Tess, listen to me. What's over is over. You know what I told you in the store yesterday. Remember?
Remember what I told you?
What?
I told you goodbye. Did you think I was kidding?
Who's that?
I'll see.
Wait, Tess. I'm through with it, so help me.
Too late. Too late.
Oh, don't say that.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me with your hand.
Tess.
Oh, Tony.
Honey, darling. I'll take you far away.
Where? Where? Round and round and round. Like wild animals. Hiding in the field.
You people deaf. Come on, break that clinch and see who's there.
All right. I'll go.
Why are the lights out?
We were in the dinette, Phil.
They were standing here with their arms around each other, that's why. You don't need a light for that.
Don't listen to him. I'm ready, Billy.
What's he talking about? Say, you've been crying, Tess. What's wrong?
I'll tell you all about it, Billy, while we're walking.
And if you don't, I will.
Hey, what is it?
I'm telling you. She's nuts about this wild man here. You'll be holding the bag.
He's so full of spite, he's green in the face. Come on, Billy.
Is it true, Tess?
It's true. It's true. Does it matter?
No. No, it don't matter, Tess. If you'll marry me, you don't ever have to explain to me.
Well, that's a break for your test. Don't pass it up. I'd cut your throat if it was me.
Listen, Billy boy, don't you think you better run along home?
You want me to go, Tess?
Listen. Listen, who's in front of the house?
Douse that alcove light.
See who it is. Look out the window.
Well, they're in uniform.
The back door.
Somebody there. They got the place blocked off.
Hey, what's the matter with you people anyway? What's all the excitement about?
You better hide your head under a blanket, bub.
Hey, what's that? Tess, he's got a...
Put that away, Tony. Give it to me. Give it to me, I say.
I'll either get out of here with a whole skin or not at all.
Okay, thank Baldy for this. I couldn't have dreamed he'd be up so fast.
That louse. Wait till I...
Yeah, blame it on somebody else.
Tess. It's goodbye, Tess.
Oh, no, Tony.
Seller. Maybe we can make it.
Bill, come here a minute.
Huh? Who, me?
Bill. How much you making?
Oh, gee, that's a funny question to ask. Say, what did you guys do anyway?
Answer my question.
Well, I'm getting 30. I'll probably get a 250 raise.
Well, the two of you can manage all right. I promised her more than I could give her. Take good care of her, will you?
Hey, well, I got him. There you go.
Tony.
You have been listening to the Columbia Workshops production of Wild Man, an original play for radio by David Redstone. Members of the cast included Walter Burke as Tony, Mitzi Gould as Tess, Frank Reddick as Steve, Charles Hartley as Bill, and also Sidney Newman and Anne Hallahan. The music was composed and conducted by Bernard Herrmann, and the entire production was under the direction of Brewster Morgan. Next Monday night at this same time, the Columbia Workshop will present The Law Beaters by Richard Connell, adapted for radio by Stanley Young. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System. From Hollywood, we present the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show. Brought to you by Chesterfield, the cigarette that gives you something new, something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness, plus no unpleasant aftertaste. And by Anacin for fast relief from pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our master of ceremonies.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Dean Martin. I'd like to thank all the nice folks who have written to us telling us they enjoyed our first show. We hope we can continue to please all of you. And once again, I'd like to apologize for my partner, Jerry. He should be here now, but he got into a little trouble. I asked him to mail a package for me. Well, when he got to the post office, he saw a sign that read, "Wanted for Murder." So he applied for the job. Well, they'll probably let him go as soon as they realize what a mental giant he is. So until he gets here, I'd like to sing a tune that's really in the top 10. With the aid of Dick and his Come to the Stable Orchestra, here's Meandering.
One day I went meandering to find myself a wife, a pretty miss to share my kiss and love me all my life. The lonely bachelor's life I led began to get me down. I bought a ring and everything and went right into town.
I went meandering, meandering, looking far and wide for a girl to be my bride. I went meandering, meandering,
far from the old folks at home. I came across a pretty girl who said she loved me so, that she would bring her mother with us everywhere we'd go. I was so happy on the day she said she'd be my wife, but when she told me that her ma would live with us for life, I went
a-meandering, meandering, looking far and wide for a girl to be my bride. I went meandering, meandering,
far from the old folks at home. I finally found myself a wife, a gal who's sweet and true. When I'm tempted to do something that I shouldn't do, then I remember days when things were not like they are now. I recall when I was just a bachelor and how I went a meandering, oh meandering, looking far and wide for a girl to be my bride. I went meandering, meandering, far from the old folks at home.
And now at this time, I'd like to present...
Meandering, meandering.
Hey, I thought I told you never to come out screaming like that.
What do you want from me? This is what the sponsor wants.
The sponsor wants that screaming?
Sure, the sponsor wants me to sing loud and talk loud and yell loud like this. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you all? And right away, all the people have to run out and buy Anacin.
Now that you've said a good word for Anacin, I think you better even up the score with something about Chesterfield.
Oh, that's an easy one. Do you know why I love Chesterfield cigarettes?
Well, no, Mr. Bones. Why do you love Chesterfield cigarettes?
A, B, C. A, always milder. B, better tasting. C, cash.
Ladies and gentlemen, I must apologize for my partner.
Now he's apologizing for me. Mother was right. She said this could only end in grief. I've thrown away the best years of my life.
Oh, come, Jerry. No. don't cry. We're still partners. You know I love you.
I hate myself for needing you so much.
Oh, don't feel that way, Jay. Why, deep inside, you're like a brother to me. I admire you. I respect you. I love you.
Shall we pick out the furniture?
Now, Jay, let's get serious for a minute. I just got a letter from a lady in Brooklyn. She's the president of the Dean Martin fan club there, and I was thinking maybe we ought to have her on the show.
Gee, Dean, that sounds swell. Why don't we put her on a show now?
Jerry, she isn't here.
Gosh, I could be a lady from Brooklyn.
All right. Folks, I'd like you to meet our first guest. She's president of the Dean Martin Fan Club of Brooklyn. Here she is, Zelda Click. How are you, Mrs. Click?
That's Click.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's quite a rotten, to tell you the truth. Well, to tell you the truth, Mr. Martin, when I heard I was coming here, I got so excited. I guess it's because I'm finally meeting you in the flesh, Mr. Martin. I must tell you that when you sing, we girls go positively insane. I swear, last night we were playing your records and Sadie Schultz nearly dashed her brains out on the phonygram.
You have many of my records?
Well, we got a bargain. 400 of your records for 66 cents.
Now, how come so cheap?
They forgot to put the hole in the middle.
Oh.
Forgot to put the hole in the middle. Oh, I'm a sick girl.
Tell me, Mrs.
You forgot my name already.
You're Zelda Glick.
No, you're Zelda Glick.
Tell me, do you ever have mass meetings where all the fan clubs get together?
Of course. Why, only yesterday afternoon, we had a meeting with Kirk Douglas Club and the Tony Curtis Club.
That's all?
Well, the Milton Berle Club was supposed to be there, but she was sick.
Oh. Well, what do you do at these meetings?
Well, that's why I'm here now, Mr. Martin. At the last meeting, we passed a revolution that Zelda Clark is the committee of one to go see Dean Martin and get an autograph picture for the clubhouse wall.
You know, by a strange coincidence, I have one right here. Would you like it autographed?
Well, if you don't mind, some of the girls don't care much for that picture.
What's wrong with it?
You won't think we're being too sentimental?
No.
Well. We like one where you still have your old nose.
I had it fixed. It used to be over here.
I just don't understand it. You must be crazy or something. Seriously, are you crazy or something?
I'm not crazy. You got me mixed up with my partner.
How dare you? How dare you? Talking about that sweet child. Disgusting the way you pick on that poor boy. Why, he positively adores you. You can just look into the kid's eyes and see the admirations from his pupil. And you, all the time, you pick on him like
all
that.
All right, Zelda, just...
He's so sweet. The way he makes that little face and says, hi-ho, that's wealthy. You treat him like he was dirt,
but
the devil will get his due. Believe you
will
and
you
me, you'll
me
never
second?
Forget one thing, that on your way up, the people
would
down are coming that were on the ladder. And a rolling stone gathers. No more... Keep those things in mind, Mr. Martin.
Will you listen to me?
Because you certainly have no basis for anyone to know any superficial feelings on the part of anyone who isn't physically inclined.
Will you just listen?
What is it?
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, no, you get out. All right, everybody. It's time to sound off for Chesterfield.
Sound off, sound off,
sound off for Chesterfield.
From Maine to California, smokers are changing every day. All over America, there's a swing to Chesterfield with this great new thing. Mildness plus,
no aftertaste.
Mildness plus,
no aftertaste. No unpleasant aftertaste
in Chesterfield.
That's right.
Science discovered what you can prove. You better get into the smoking groove. For Chesterfield now sets the pace with no unpleasant aftertaste. Chesterfield.
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 Chesterfield. Milder, 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 milder.
Chesterfield.
That's right.
The best cigarette for you.
That's right.
The best cigarette for you.
That's right.
So here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Yes, here's what we want you to do.
Right now.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield.
Sound off.
For Chesterfield. Try a pack of Chesterfields.
Do it.
Today.
You know, I'd like a dime for every time I used a line to lighten the sentence when I was late for dinner, but whoever thought that here tonight I'd be singing, I Ran All the Way Home. I ran all the way home just to tell you that I'm sorry. I really didn't mean to be so mean to you. I ran all the way home just to hold you in my arms, dear. I always want you near to me, 'cause I love you. The moment I close the door behind me and I heard you cry, I knew, I acted blindly, that I couldn't say goodbye. I ran all the way home just to beg you to forgive me. I want your love to be my own, just mine alone. The moment I close the door behind me and I heard you cry, I knew, I acted blindly, that I couldn't say goodbye. I ran all the way home just to beg you to forgive me. I want your love to be my own, just mine alone. Now, last week, a certain music publisher pushed me into a corner and said he had a great song for me to sing. Only I needed a girl to sing it with me. Well, the guy was right. The song was good, and here to lend a helping vocal cord is the wonderful Carol Richards.
Give me the old soft shoe. I said the old soft shoe. Hello. A two, a doodly doodly doo. Play me that old soft shoe, and nothing else will do. That's the dance my darling used to do.
We sang love's refrain,
just like a vaudeville team.
Dance the whole night through.
We had the cutest routine.
Strolling lover's lane.
Weren't my bonnet to scream.
We'd harmonize and doodly doo.
Give me that old soft shoe. I said that old soft shoe. A one, a two, a doodly doodly doo.
Give me that old soft shoe, and nothing else will do. That's the dance my darling used to do. Now, yeah, take a look at that crowd. Look at the people we got.
Isn't that wonderful? We're really packing them in. Hey, hey, look at that old fella in the first row. Wonder what's the matter with him.
Why?
Well, he's been here for 8 shows.
Well, I'm wearing his shoes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
We sang love's refrain.
Dean, you were the king of them all.
Danced the whole night through.
And I was the belle of the ball.
Strolling lover's lane.
Weren't my dresses a scream?
We'd harmonize and doodly-doodly-doo. Give me that old soft shoe. I said that old soft shoe.
A one.
A two. A doodly-doodly-doo.
Play me that old soft shoe and nothing else will do. It reminds me of the only love I ever knew.
That old.
Not the new.
And not the hard.
But the soft shoe.
Soft shoe.
Well, thanks for joining me in the song, Carol. I'll see you later in the show. In the meantime, let's both listen to Jimmy Wallington.
Thanks, Dean. If you would like to know a quick, easy way to ease the pain of a headache, neuritis, or neuralgia, then by all means, try Anacin. Your own dentist or physician may at one time or another have handed you an envelope containing Anacin tablets. Then you already know how incredibly fast and effectively Anacin brings relief. Anacin is like a doctor's prescription. That is, Anacin contains not just one, but a combination of medically proven active ingredients. For your own sake, try Anacin. Anacin is sold to you on this guarantee. If the first few tablets do not give you all the relief you want as fast as you want it, you may return the unused portion and your money will be refunded. You can get Anacin tablets at any drug counter. Anacin comes in handy boxes of 12 and 30 tablets. And economical family-sized bottles of 50 and 100.
Well, comes a time in the evening's festivities when we bring on our guest. And tonight, Jerry and I are happy to play host to one of the screen's most famous bad men. In pictures, we call him heavies. Well, here's a heavy with a real light heart. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. George Rapp. Hi, Joy. It's good to have you here.
Hello, Dean, and it's good to be here.
Hey, Dean, what do you say
Who's he?
Why, Jerry, this is George Raff.
How do you like that? Last week we had a streetcar named Max, and now we got a Raff named George. Oh, I wish I was dead.
Look, Skinny, I don't like people making cracks about me.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do about it?
I'll have the boys take you. I'll have the boys take you for a ride and see that you're dumped in the river, see? You're a deadbeat. A stoolie. A fink.
Dean, he likes me.
Well, sure he does, Jer. He was just acting like those parts he plays in pictures.
Oh, he's one of them picture fellers. Hey, George, come here. Is that Margaret O'Brien a midget?
Oh, Jerry.
Say, I've seen you boys in pictures, too. Matter of fact, just the other night I saw That's My Boy. You know, Jerry, I wish I could have played the part of your father.
You play my father?
Yeah.
Well, seriously, Jerry, I bet George would have done a great job in that picture.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, they would have changed the story a little, but I can just see it now.
And now, Anacin and Chesterfield Cigarettes present Dean Martin, Jerry Lewis, and George Raft in the George Raft version of That's My Boy. Our scene is the hideout of that notorious underworld figure, Big Joe Jackson. We find Big Joe presiding over a meeting of the nation's toughest criminal gang, Mayhem Incorporated.
All right, boys. We meet at the warehouse at midnight. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All against, say nay.
Nay.
Decision unanimous. Steve.
Yeah, boss.
I want to talk to you. Did you ever know I have a son?
Not me, boss. I never knew you had a kid.
Matter of fact, I had two. But I only got one left.
What'd the other one do, fly away? Where's the other one?
You know what they say, spare the rod and spoil the child. Well, I didn't spare the rod.
So what? That's good for kids.
Yeah, but this rod was loaded.
Hey. Look, boss, I can't hang around and talk about your family. I gotta get to the bank before it opens.
No, you stick around. My kid is on his way over, and I want you to meet him. He's been at school. I haven't seen him in 10 years. I can just picture him now. Big. Tough. Ruthless. A killer, just like his old man. Someone's coming.
I'll cover the door.
Can you tell who it is?
I can't even tell what it is.
Said the birdie to the wheel. Hi, fellas. Say, where can I find...
Here, I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to drop those pistols.
Come here, you. I said come here.
You're gonna hit me.
You better frisk him, Steve.
Okay, boss. Let me feel your hip, kid.
Here, I don't even know you.
Besides, if you get fresh, nasty, or raucous, I'm gonna have to tell Big Joe.
Why, I'm Big Joe.
You're Big Joe?
Yeah.
Well, I'm Small Junior. Dad, don't you know me?
No, this can't be. Well, when I sent you to school, you were like me. Now look at you.
Well, just look at me. Aren't I a doll?
Oh, no, no.
What is it, Dad? Gas?
All right, I've had enough. Junior, you get this. And get it straight. I'm gonna make a man out of you. You're joining my gang in the morning.
But, Dad, I can join your gang. You're a crook. You smash faces and you break bones. And torture and murder and slit throats and the blood drips and the eyeball dangles and... Oh, I'm gonna be sick.
What's cooking, boys?
Hey, Molly, come here. I bet you can talk some sense into him. Why don't you try?
I wonder what they're planning.
Okay, Joe, just leave it to little Molly. Come here, cutie. Molly wants to talk to you.
Oh, no, stand back, woman. Hold your ground.
Oh, come on, Junior. How about a little kiss?
Oh, no, now you're taking advantage, lady.
Come on, Junior.
Oh, well, you can put your arms around me, but don't kiss me. I don't care if you hug me and everything, but don't kiss me. You can tickle my neck and run through my hair barefoot, but don't kiss me.
Junior, how is that?
I like it. I like it.
Well, see, boss, what to tell you? He'll do anything now.
Well, what do you say, kid? You ready to play ball?
Well, I don't have my spike shoes with me. But I'll tell you one thing, I can't play good ball. I was playing in a series in 24. I'll never forget that either.
Junior.
I was two men on, and McDagan Junior. Was up. It was 3-2. And I'll never forget that the guy...
Gee, boss, you shot your own son!
I lost my head. Junior, are you all right?
This is it, Dad. It's Clayton's.
I didn't want to die, but before I go, there's just one favor. One thing, just one thing you gotta do for me.
What is it, son? Anything. I'll do anything.
Scratch my back. The bullet hole itches.
you know, it's pretty tough to forget a song, especially when the love bug is involved. About 10 years ago, I was working with a band in Cleveland, and there was a gal singer on the band, too. I would ask her to go dancing on our night off, but no soap. Finally, one night, I asked her if she would please listen to a song I was going to sing just for her. Well, I sang the number, and when I was through, she asked me to sit down. Well, I thought that was it, and I really felt like the conquering hero. We sat there for about 5 minutes just talking. But then she told me she was married to the drummer in the band. Well, the three of us became real good friends, and we still are, but I'll never forget that song I sang for her.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why you just do. You never seem to want my romance. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do.
Yeah, you know, I like to reminisce, too. I'll never forget. It was the spring of 26, and I sang. Cigars and whiskey and wild, wild women will drive you crazy.
Take it easy, boy.
Well, what's the matter, fellas? Anything wrong?
Oh, it's nothing, George. Jerry was reminiscing, that's all.
Oh, well, I just thought I'd like to say goodnight.
Well, good night, George, and next time you're around this way, pay us a call, huh?
I sure will, Dean. Good night, fellas.
Good night, George.
Well, folks, the old bridge game doesn't start until after showtime again next week. Tune us in, won't you? Until then, this is Dean Martin.
And Jerry Lewis saying good night, everybody. And don't forget, we appear on radio through the courtesy of Hal Wallace Productions, producers of Peking Express.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
From Hollywood, you have just heard transcribed the Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis Show, written by Ed Simmons and Norman Lear. Produced and directed by Dick Beck, with music under the direction of Dick Stabile, and George Raft appeared on our show because he's nice. All brought to you by Chesterfield, which brings you the greatest lineup of talent in radio and television history. Fred Allen, Arthur Godfrey, Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Jerry Lester, Perry Como, and Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. And by Anacin, for fast relief from the pain of headache, neuritis, and neuralgia. We'll be right back.
That's the Relic Radio Show for this week. I'll be back next Tuesday with another hour of old-time radio. In between now and then, you can find more at relicradio.com. Past episodes of this show, more from the series you heard today, all the other podcasts, our Shoutcast stream, and our donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. Your donations make all of this possible. Thank you very much to those who have donated, and thanks for joining me today. Talk again next Tuesday with another episode of the Relic Radio Show. Relic Radio Show is produced by and for RelicRadio.com. Rebroadcast of this show without permission is strictly prohibited.